Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm very excited to have Stephen K. Scott with us. Steve flunked out of his first 9 jobs right out of college, but after reading the book of Proverbs, he learned 16 strategies that he applied to each area of his life. Steve is a best-selling Christian author and billion-dollar business builder. Steve's blessed entrepreneurship journey has funded his ministry. His latest project is called NewMe, and he refers to it as the biggest health breakthrough that he's ever seen. Welcome, Steve. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about that journey. It sounds like Proverbs thoroughly revolutionized your life. What was that process like, and what led you to start studying Proverbs
I graduated from college in 1970, probably before you were born. And my degree was in business and in marketing. But I flunked out of my first 5 jobs in about 3 years. And let's see, how many years? 6. Yeah. In 4 years. And I just lost my 5th job. My best friend in life was a guy named Gary Smalley, Dr. Gary Smalley. And Gary was visiting me. And I said, Gary, I don't understand. No matter what I do, I can't succeed. I'm not stupid. I have a pretty good IQ. I understand my craft, which is marketing and consumer behavior. And I'm not lazy. I'm first in, last out at every job that I work at, and can't succeed. And I don't know why I'm failing, but I'm not holding a job more than 6 months. And he said, well, let me pray about it. And the next morning, he comes into our tiny little kitchen and he says, I've got the answer. How would you like to be wiser than all your bosses? And I was 26 and I said, yeah, right. And he said, no, there's something you can do. Do it for 2 years. In 2 years, you'll be wiser than all your bosses. In 5 years, you'll probably be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. That was ridiculous because at the time, the only reason we had breakfast was 2 women from a Bible study I taught had anonymously left groceries on our doorstep. Wow. And he said, do this, I'll even be a millionaire in 5 years, which money was never my goal. So I didn't worry. Ministry was more important to me than money. Okay. But I did want to pay my bills. I had a mortgage to pay and I had a wife and a daughter. Right. So anyway, I said, okay, what do I do? And he said, 31 chapters in Proverbs, 31 days a month. Every day, read the chapter of the day. So today would be chapter 14. Mm-hmm. And with pencil and paper in hand, mm-hmm. write down the wisdom and insights you gain and do that for 2 years. It'll take you through the book of Proverbs 24 times. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, it will change everything. Mm-hmm. So I took the challenge. I started going through Proverbs. In the next 18 months, I went through jobs 6, 7, and 8. But I also read Proverbs about 18 times, and I found 16 strategies that were truly life-changing. Mm. So on job number 9, they all came into focus, and that's where I applied them. I had a a nothing job right there in Phoenix, Arizona. I was an assistant to a product manager in a catalog company. Okay. And but I came up with a project that ended up doubling the company's sales from $30 million to $60 million in the 4 months I worked there. And with that, a friend offered to back me in my own business. If I'd move back to Philadelphia, he had $5,000, and I had acquired the rights to a particular product. So I quit my job, moved back to Philadelphia, and 5 months later, our sales hit $1 million a week. And that we never went less than that. For the next 35 years, we sold billions of dollars worth of products. Our tiny little company, there were only six of us that owned the company. And we ended up creating national brands left and right, like Total Gym with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. We started that one in 96. That's still on the air every single week in every market in the United States. But we also had cosmetics, hair care with Cher, Kathy Lee Gifford. I owned a number of cosmetic companies and educational companies with Michael Landon and John Ritter as my spokespersons, and weight loss with Richard Simmons, and Sweating to the Oldies, treadmill with Jane Fonda. Had a lot, 92 celebrities under contract by the time I retired. And God just really blessed our business. As it turned out, I was a millionaire in 2.5 years, not five.
Nice.
But it was, that's how the journey went. But I not only, I never studied Proverbs from a religious point of view. I just took it from a wisdom point of view. And wisdom is the application of understanding and knowledge in the best way. So you got three things. You got good, better, and best. And I began applying these strategies in the best way. And they apply to everything. They apply to communication, to marriage, to, you know, you name it. In fact, just Proverbs teaching on communication allowed me to generate more than 40 million phone calls, allowed me to repair my marriage, allowed me to be a lot better parent. Communication is the number one problem in relationships, in parenting, and in business. So when you can solve that problem, you've changed your life. And that's just one of the areas, one of the strategies. Proverbs says a wise man trains his mouth and adds persuasiveness to his lips. So there's the strategy. Now I needed a mentor to give me the skill sets to make that strategy a reality. And the best communicator I've known in my lifetime was Gary Smalley. So he gave me just four skill sets that, and we get into that in The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, that allowed me to become an effective and persuasive communicator.
Amazing. So you're kind of alluding to the power of the tongue, because that is a huge theme as far as Proverbs goes. So tell us a little bit of like some of the main rules that you learned in order to become an effective communicator that led to this.
Okay. Well, the Proverbs has about 30 statements on communication. For example, soft words turn away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. So learn how to use soft words whenever there's an argument escalating. That a word fitly, a word, the right word at the right time is like leaves of gold or apples of gold in a silver setting. And they bring that much joy to a situation. So learning how to use my words correctly. So Gary gave me four skill sets that made persuasive communication possible. Skill sets. Number one, how to gain someone's undivided attention. Number two, how to bring their attention level back to a maximum place every time you have an important point to communicate. Number three, and this one was incredible, how to bridge left brain, right brain. 90% of women are right brain driven, and 90% of men are left brain. That creates a huge communication gap, because left brain is analytical, right brain is feelings and visual. And so he taught me a technique that we call emotional word pictures, how to And emotional word pictures, number one, they clarify the meaning, because just the difference in how we perceive words. You know, we say something like, yeah, I love you. Okay. That doesn't sound very loving.
Right.
Versus, you know, I really love you.
Right.
Now that sounds better. But if I can give a word picture,
right.
The reason word pictures are so critical, number one, they clarify meaning. They create understanding. And the goal of effective communication is that the person not only understands what I'm saying, but actually feels what I'm feeling. And the right word picture stimulates the right side of the brain. It stimulates the limbic area where all of our feelings come from. And so when we can do that, we're persuasive. And the word pictures do that. Word pictures create understanding, and they also get into feeling when they're the right word pictures. So we show you, and in The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, we show you how to create good word pictures and that really clarify and impart feeling, because when you feel what I feel, getting you to do what I think is in your best interest is easy, because I've clarified the understanding. You're feeling what I'm feeling. And as long as I'm authentic and really want the best for you, now it's easy to bring you to do what I think is in your best interest, or what I believe is in your best interest.
Sure. Yeah. Awesome. Amazing. So you also talk about how you had this quote in your book, Solomon's power source is vision and his fuel is hope. So can you describe a little bit how hope fuels us and what Proverbs has to say about the topic?
Okay. Yeah. I love hope because it's very misunderstood. People think that hope is a wish. You know, I hope my wife's happy with me when I get home. I hope that my job doesn't go away. I hope I don't get laid off because of recession. Those are wishes, not hope.
Yeah.
Big difference. Hope, the best definition of hope, if you studied all the scriptures on hope, which I've done, you would come up with this definition. Hope is the well-founded, underline that, confident belief that which is promised, committed, or pursued will be achieved within a specific amount of time. So anything minus any of those elements, if you don't have the specificity, it's not a true hope. If it's not well-founded, you know, there's an industry where people have other people make dream boards. Okay. You get a big board and you say, okay, I want a better house. So you show cut out of a magazine, a picture of a mansion, and I'd like a boat. So you get an $8 million yacht. All of that is worthless, totally worthless. It's fraud. Okay. Rather than that, I teach a process called vision mapping. A vision mapping is just like a Google map. There's a destination you want to get to. There's a location where you're currently at. And we show you how to then create a map to get from where you are. Say for example, you're not seeing answered prayers. Your prayer life is weak. Okay. I see miracles every single day. But say you have a weak prayer life. So your end result, you want a more effective prayer life where you come into unity with God. You hear his heart. He hears your heart. You go from knowing about God into intimacy, which is union. That's what Christ tells us to do. And so that's your goal. So now that's the destination. How do I get there? So getting there, number one, I've got to understand what Jesus said about prayer. So I'm going to study all this. So this becomes a goal. Now I break that into steps. Okay. I'm going to have to read everything Jesus said. If he said something that I don't understand, then a task becomes to get understanding either by reading commentaries or talking to somebody who has an effective prayer life. So I end up creating a goals, steps, and tasks. And then I focus on the first task of the first step. So what happens is that fuels hope. Because when you accomplish a task and you fulfill a step and then you reach a goal and you've only got three goals to achieve your dream, well, my gosh, you see the progress, and the closer you get, the more motivated and fulfilled you are. It's like when your parents would take you on a driving trip, right? How much further? And they'd say, oh, we've got 8 more hours. Hope it all. You might.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. But then they were going to be at your favorite cousin's house. We're only 5 minutes away. Woo!
Yeah, exactly.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Another thing I teach on hope is right out of one of my... It is my favorite scripture on hope. It's in Proverbs. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yes.
But desire accomplished is a tree of life. Yes. So we defer hopes all the time. When men and women come together in a marriage, the man has, honestly, he has three great needs he's thinking the wife is going to fulfill. A wife comes into a marriage thinking she's got four great needs that she thinks the man's going to fulfill. So there's the hope. Okay. They come into the relationship with hope. Yep. Well, within 6 months, those hopes are being deferred. Yep. They're not being met. Well, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Mm-hmm. When the heart gets sick, which it happens, we do that with our kids, employees, peers, friends. You might do it with your listeners or your patients. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. When the heart gets sick, that's the core of who we are. First, we lose our energy. Then we lose our creativity. Then we lose our productivity. Then we lose our motivation. Then we lose our trust. And finally, we lose our commitment. Those are six devastating consequences of deferring hope and making the heart sick. The good thing is Solomon told us how to correct that. He said, but desire accomplished is a tree of life. So when I can meet those three great needs of my wife, she becomes a tree of life. So that not only is she blessed, but she now becomes a blessing to anybody who comes and gets shade under that tree or picks some of the fruit from the tree. That's the Solomon's creating. So it's very critical that we discover one another's dreams and hopes, and then we work hard to deliver those in a timely manner.
Yeah, that's a fascinating perspective, because that verse doesn't necessarily specify meeting desires of others becomes a tree of life in them, and then they continue, they turn around and then bless you. But that's a great insight. So a lot of times I remember when I first read that verse, I thought, well, duh, obviously, you know, hope when you receive what you want, it becomes a tree of life. But I love that twist of give to others, and then they will in turn bless you. And that's definitely
bless
others. Yes.
All the people your spouse interacts with.
Right.
Okay. So you have fulfilled a hope. Every woman has four great needs. Every man has three great needs. Mm-hmm. When those go unmet, mm-hmm. then hope is being deferred and the heart is getting sick, even if it's not expressed. That's what's happening.
Sure. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. what I would call, in biology, I would call it accelerated aging, mm-hmm. premature aging uh-huh. Of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so the three great needs of a man, number one is that is his desire to be respected and admired. Mm-hmm. Number one, more than sex. That's his number one need in life. Yep. His second greatest need is to feel loved and desired. Mm-hmm. That's why we always went to mom, because mm-hmm. she always made us feel loved, those of us who had a good relationship with mom, and she made us feel desired. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is sexual intimacy. Now, mm-hmm. if the first two aren't met, mm-hmm. now it flips into a very unhealthy, where sexual intimacy becomes the number one goal, because it becomes a medication because the other two aren't met. Mm-hmm. And then the husband goes to work and there's a secretary there, or somebody, all of a sudden they begin to reflect admiration and respect. Mm-hmm. Guess what happens?
Of course. Yep.
Yeah. So, and for a woman, the four great needs, number one is security, not financial, but emotional security, meaning she can be who she wants to be, who she really is, and know that the other person is going to value her and honor her for who she is, rather than criticize, condescending, looking down on, all the things we tend to do. But she wants to be valued for who she is, not who she pretends to be or who she can appear to be, but who she really is. Very few women have that safety in a relationship, but they really want it. Number two, she wants meaningful communication, communication that connects her heart to her spouse's. And once again, that's where emotional word pictures can come into play. Mm-hmm. Emotional word pictures can change a relationship, honestly, in about 15 to 20 minutes when you use the right word pictures. Number three need of a woman is romance. Something that usually ends within that first year on the man's part, that part of his brain dies and floats away. So he needs to be reminded how to be romantic.
Sure.
And last but not least is she wants non-sexual touch. Touch that doesn't automatically lead to the bedroom, mm-hmm. whether it be holding hands, a massage, a back rub, a hug. We need at least 8 hugs a day, and not just a little 2-second hug, 5, 10, 15 second hugs are good. Mm-hmm. And that's what a woman needs. Mm-hmm. Now, if a man meets those four needs in a woman, he doesn't have to worry about anything else because she will want to meet his needs as well.
Yes. Yes. And there's, as you're talking, you're reminding me of the book, Love and Respect, which is very much that same concept of meet the needs of the other person. And then they most likely, if they're a good person, are going to want to turn around and meet your needs too.
If you communicate, here's where most people, they get a negative reaction to their communication, a rolling of the eyes, a folding of the arms, looking at the watch like Biden did when those poor servicemen came home in caskets. You know, it was totally dishonoring, and we dishonor one another when we don't listen.
Right.
And men don't know how to listen. Men actually don't know any of this relationship automatically. We have to hear it. We have to learn it. Mm-hmm. That's why, Gary was my best friend to the day he died. We were best friends for 43 years. And I always recommend Gary Smalley books, because Gary's all about how do I honor mm-hmm. the other person. He always said honor is a more important word in a relationship than love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Learning how, because actually when you honor your spouse, then that is an act of love. Another good book that I recommend is The Five Love Languages mm-hmm. by Gary Chapman. Gary's always been kind enough to endorse most of my books, and a wonderful man. He was one of Gary's dear friends. But those five love languages are really important. In fact, in the new book that I have, The Joseph Principles, I have a chapter called God's Love Language. Uh-huh. It's not praise. It's not worship.
Uh-huh.
It's a language that creates, that Jesus promises intimacy. Mm-hmm. And it's the only place he promises intimacy. And he promises it to the one that uses this love language with him and the Father. Mm-hmm. And he revealed it at the Last Supper, knowing his disciples would forget it until the Holy Spirit came. At the Last Supper, I call it the end of game huddle. Mm-hmm. The disciples didn't know which end was up, but Jesus made them a promise that he was going to send the Holy Spirit and that the Holy Spirit would teach them all things and bring to their remembrance whatsoever things he said. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. So they did record mm-hmm. where he revealed his love language, how they could continue to have an intimate relationship with him mm-hmm. and the Father after he went to heaven. Because mm-hmm. they were shook. They had no idea. He had been their source of everything for 3.5 years, and now he's going away.
Right.
What the heck? We're going to be orphans.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. You're going to have a deeper intimacy with me and the Father than you've ever had mm-hmm. while I've been on earth. That's what he revealed in John 14:21-23. He mm-hmm. said, he who has my commands and keeps them, he it is who loves me. Mm-hmm. And he who loves me, my Father will love. And I too will love, and here it comes, and I'll reveal myself, open my heart, my mind. I'll reveal myself to him. See, that's intimacy. Judas not Iscariot said unto him, Lord, how are you going to reveal yourself to us? What about the world? Now, here's where it gets really good. Jesus says, anyone, so that's even my 5-year-old granddaughter, anyone who has my teachings mm-hmm. and keeps them, my Father will love him mm-hmm. and we will come to him and make our, this is in the aorist tense in the Greek, we'll make our continual dwelling place mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. So my 5-year-old granddaughter mm-hmm. can have Jesus and the Father continually dwelling with her mm-hmm. wherever she goes. If I, the parent or grandparent, will teach her the teachings of Jesus and show her how to live those teachings as she goes through her day moment by moment.
Mm-hmm. So studying the teachings of Jesus specifically.
Yeah, that's the key, not Bible study. Right. Jesus made 21 promises. All this is in the Joseph Principles. Awesome. Jesus made 21 promises mm-hmm. about his words, miraculous promises, by the way, mm-hmm. That he didn't make about the rest of the Word of God. See, when Jesus came, Hebrews 1:1 said he was the ultimate word from God.
Mm-hmm.
God said the exact same thing at the transfiguration. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, my words are spirit,
mm-hmm.
they're life. So when we consume, when we eat his words,
mm-hmm.
his spirit and his life are actually infused into our spirit and life. And that, no other words, he never made that claim about. See, other words give information, revelation, inspiration, motivation, but they do not infuse the spirit and life of Jesus Christ into our spirit and life. So people go through life struggling, depressed, discouraged. Christians act just like non-Christians, honestly. You know, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You know, when they go to Christ
mm-hmm.
At the very end, they go to everybody else first. And he says, come to me first. I'm humble and gentle.
Yes.
My yoke is easy. He's talking about a rabbinical yoke, not the yoke of a oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I will give you rest. And that word in the Hebrew means rejuvenation, refreshing, mm-hmm. rest for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't come from anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I took this book. This came out in 08. I took the 1900 statements of Christ and organized them into 225 topics. Never been done before. Called the greatest words ever spoken. Get the red letter edition. I'm telling you, our viewers are see it. This is on thin line Bible paper. When it first came out, it was 2 inches thick. Because of regular book paper, but Random House was kind enough to put it, do me a favor, and that we created a red letter edition. So you can look up any topic Jesus ever spoke on and instantly have written out in front of you every single thing he said. That's how, I've been meditating and consuming the words of Christ now
yeah.
for 16 years. Mm. And it changed everything. Gary did it for the last 18 months of his life, mm-hmm. Smalley, yeah. And it changed everything, everything. Yeah. He couldn't believe it. He'd spend an hour and a half a day in Jesus' words mm-hmm. every morning as soon as he woke up.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's something that God has been showing me a lot too. Every time I start to struggle with a problem or trying to wrestle or figure things out, the first thing he says is, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
That I can keep my eyes focused where they need to be and at the source of all of the answers, not at the details beyond it, but at him. He's the source.
Absolutely. He is the source, but listen to what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. Only the Father knows the Son, mm-hmm. and only the Son knows the Father and those to whom he chooses to reveal him. Yep. Jesus made over 100 statements about God the Father. If we don't know what Jesus said about the Father, our concept of God is incomplete at best,
sure, absolutely.
And in error at worst. Mm-hmm. So I tell people, start, you know, stay in the Gospels, discover what Jesus said about the Father, and you'll get to know him. Mm-hmm. We get to know the Father by what Jesus said mm-hmm. and by Jesus' life, mm-hmm. his attitudes, his activities, his beliefs, mm-hmm. We see that in the Gospels. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It's the Father in me doing these works. Mm-hmm. And so people, and same thing about faith. People are always telling me, different believers. I travel a lot. So I meet believers from all over the world on airplanes mm-hmm. and a lot of unbelievers. But they'll say, oh, I wish I had more faith. Mm-hmm. And my question is, how much time do you spend in Jesus' words? Oh, I study the Bible every week, maybe 5-10 minutes. Did I ask Bible study? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You want to hear what Jesus said to the best Bible students of all time? Mm-hmm. He said, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. Mm-hmm. Yet these are that which testify of me, and you will not come to me for life. Mm-hmm. When Christ came, he's everything. Mm-hmm. He's the representation, the perfect articulation of the Father. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we didn't come to them. In fact, they miss them altogether, even though they had studied scripture. Jesus said, if you abide in my words, mm-hmm. you will be my true disciples and you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. He said that to brand new baby believers. They were minutes old, mm-hmm. only minutes old. Now, he didn't say that to his disciples. He said it to brand new believers. So it's a formula or recipe that applies to any believer, whether they're 90 years old in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. They can become his true disciples by abiding in his word. I go to bed listening to it every night, listening to the Gospels. But it also applies to the brand new 6-year-old who says, Grandpa, how can I go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Teach her about Jesus. And guess what happens? She begins to abide in what Jesus said.
Yeah.
She's becoming his true disciple as a 6-year-old. Absolutely. It's a universal truth. John 8:31-32.
Gotcha. So it seems like originally I was thinking we talk about Proverbs, but it seems like this, the passion of that you have for Jesus' words and the Gospels has almost superseded that. Do you feel like you could have learned the same things that you learned from the Proverbs?
No. Which teaches very specific wisdom that's very applicable, mm-hmm. but God's goal for you and for me, Lauren, mm-hmm. is that we come into intimacy. Intimacy is a union. So people know about God. Yeah. God wants us to come into a union with him. That's what Jesus, in fact, Jesus defined eternal life. If you get into the Greek, he said, and this is eternal life. Mm-hmm. That they might intimately know you, the only true God, mm-hmm. and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. God said the same thing in Jeremiah 9:24, where he said, let him who glories, glory meaning my whole reason for existence and joy and peace, let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and intimately knows me. That's why it was critical for Jesus to share with his disciples how they could have intimacy with him and the Father mm-hmm. after he left the earth. So we get into all of that in the Joseph Principles, which is brand new. It just came out. In fact, if a person goes to lifetoday.org, they can see the two interviews I did this past week on Life Today. Mm-hmm. They just go to the little drop down that says watch TV, and then it says this week's shows. Mm-hmm. And I was there on Tuesday and Thursday, and so you can see that. But I love Proverbs. Proverbs changed my life.
Yes.
Okay. But my goal and God's goal for Steve Scott isn't that I become wise, it's that I become intimate with him and the Son through a union with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told us in John 14, 21 through 23, how we can make that possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So get the priorities right for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amen.
All right. So let's change gears a little bit and let's talk about New Me. So you're really passionate about this new project, and it has everything to do with glutathione. So give us your pitch and then I'll kind of ask you some questions.
Good. Real quick. I started funding research and marketing of glutathione enhancement back in 2006 when I met a doctor from the Mayo who introduced me to that word glutathione. There are conventional ways to try to elevate your cell's use of glutathione. N-acetylcysteine is one of them. And he had cofactors blended in with the N-acetylcysteine that increased the upregulation of the cysteine. But what we did at NUMI, it's N-E-U-M-I, so just think neuron, but it's NUMI, N-E-U-M-I.
Oh, not where that came. I was wondering how it got that name. Okay.
And what we've done is glutathione is the most important molecule in life. It's just as important as oxygen. It performs 400 functions. Yeah, 15 of those are critical to life. There'd be no oxygen transfer with it. There'd be no detoxification of cells or the liver without it. Your immune system would be very ineffective without it. You'd age prematurely without it. Every organ, every tissue would age prematurely and is aging prematurely because most people have low glutathione levels. Mm-hmm. Glutathione declines at the rate of 10 to 15% per decade, starting at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. It declines on a daily basis depending on your activity, what you eat, what you breathe. The exercise, believe it or not, that lowers glutathione. Mm-hmm. It creates oxidative stress, and glutathione is utilized to mitigate oxidative stress. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, you cannot get glutathione or its precursing amino acid, the rate-limiting amino acid, L-cysteine, through the gut intact. The gut destroys it, real fragile. So what we did, we used a proprietary nanoprocess that we created called Hydrostat. Mm-hmm. And I spent a fortune with my scientist who's been in nano for 20 years developing this. Mm-hmm. And we were able to nanosize glutathione and L-cysteine and a number of other ingredients and get them to a particle size where you swish it in your mouth like a mouthwash, hold it under your tongue, and then do that for 30, 40, 50 seconds. World-class athletes do it for as long as a couple minutes before, right before an event. Mm-hmm. And they break world records regularly on it. So, it goes right into your bloodstream, and the particle size is so small that it's out of the bloodstream in 70 seconds and into the cells. Yeah. Now, what's so cool is people say, well, how can we measure it in the blood? What does it do to serum glutathione and so on? The answer is nothing. It's in and out.
Okay.
So it can't. And we were seeing all these miraculous results in clinics with world-class athletes. We've seen recovery times for conditioned athletes drop by as much as 70%. We've seen muscle output increase 25 to 50%. We've seen endurance, mental and physical stamina go through the roof. And yet when we tried to measure it in the blood, there was no change at all. Right. And so I'm with the top nanoscientist from our local university who's been in nano for 20 years. She's a double PhD in physics and chemistry. And I said, Agnes, how come we don't see any changes in glutathione levels? Mm-hmm. She looked at me and she said, are you stupid?
Well, you always love to get that reaction.
Yeah. And my son was there and he started laughing. And I said, I guess I am. She says, Steve, number one, your hydrostat system and the particle size is so tiny that it's out of the bloodstream with one pass of the circulation. So it's in the cells in 70 seconds. Mm-hmm. And so what are you going to measure? You're going to measure it in the lymphocytes? Won't find any there. Going to measure it in the erythrocytes? Won't find any there.
Yeah.
It and you can't even measure it in the cell, because the moment it hits the cell, it's utilized.
Wow.
Our cells are attacked 10 to 20,000 times a day by free radicals, every cell in our body, all 60 trillion.
Sure.
And the first place the cell looks is glutathione, because glutathione is not only the mass, it's the only antioxidant that's not monofocused. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, every antioxidant can handle one type of free radical, but no other types. And mm-hmm. there's a whole spectrum right. of free radicals, different sources, different compositions, different structures. Glutathione is called the master antioxidant because, like the master key of a hotel, it actually sequesters and neutralizes all types of free radicals. Huh. Only one in the world. It also makes vitamin C and vitamin E 300 to 500% more effective uh-huh. because it recycles them after they've discharged their electrons. Yep. And it's called the miracle molecule because it recycles itself so many times science can't put a number on it. It's been estimated that it's more than a million times more powerful than either vitamin C or vitamin E, which is it's the most studied molecule in medicinal chemistry, microbiology, and biochemistry. There's over 170,000 published studies that are recorded in PubMed. Mm-hmm. And so knowing all that it can do, and it's the big game changer. It changes the output of our immune system. Mm-hmm. Nobody with high glutathione levels, nobody died or got seriously sick. Mm-hmm. Never approached death. According to the latest studies that have been published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases, mm-hmm. everybody with high endogenous glutathione levels mm-hmm. sailed through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that's because when you have higher glutathione, mm-hmm. Your T cells and B cells that are the assassins reproduce much more rapidly in response to a bacterial or viral insult. So what we did, this nanosizing of glutathione, the doctors on our medical board from Stanford and around the world, in fact, I've been asked now to, I just addressed a convention of $250 international in Mexico City. I've just been asked to keynote our breakthrough to a world gathering of medical scientists and doctors. Believe it or not, it's in Cuba.
Wow.
And they asked me to keynote on this. It is the biggest breakthrough of my lifetime. And my whole focus for 35 years of my career was finding breakthroughs. This blows everything else away. Mm-hmm. There's no aspect of human health or human performance that we don't impact in a very powerful way. So that's why I've done it. I've taken no salary. I've put millions in and haven't taken millions any out.
Yeah.
I'm just now starting to get a little bit of a payback on that. So that people can find out about it through you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that would be your listeners. That's the best way. We should put a link up.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I can talk about that later. But mm-hmm. but I'd like them to go through you because and I want, of course, I want you to get to know about it, because when you do, when you get to see it. Mm-hmm. We had in Mexico City, we had 250 doctors, 150 signed up their clinics on the spot.
Nice. Wow.
I mean, no, it's crazy.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the studies behind it. Like, what can people expect when they start utilizing this? You mentioned the athletes, but.
Okay, glutathione, by reducing oxidative stress in the cell, mitigates accelerated aging. So right now with lower glutathione levels, which anybody over the age of 50 has, anybody that works out has lower glutathione levels. Mm-hmm. And what will happen is, number one, your mental stamina and clarity and alertness mm-hmm. will go up. Instantly. I mean, within about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And so we are testing with the military, because 72% of all military people are addicted to the high caffeinated mm-hmm. stimulants.
Sure.
So we did it. We took a top security Air Force base, took 12 members of their 200 member security team without telling them. We put them on this. We had them start swishing. Their workout productivity went through the roof. Mm-hmm. Their physical and mental stamina, because they have 12-hour duty calls, mm-hmm. went through the roof. And all of them, with no suggestion from us, were off the stimulants within 7 days. It was a 4-month test. And we've seen the same thing with over-the-road truck drivers. So how does it affect an everyday mom? The nice thing is there's no stimulants in it, so you can swish as often as you need it.
Right.
If you swish in the morning right out of bed, you know, swish for a minute or two, mm-hmm. and hold it under your tongue, and then swallow. You can swallow this. Mm-hmm. And then if you start to lose your mental focus, brain fog, you know, COVID caused a lot of long-term effects with brain fog, lack of short-term memory, and, you know, if you're struggling for words or names. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that gets impacted every time you swish. Okay. Now, we have world-class athletes who have 8-hour events. They'll swish every hour of an event, mm-hmm. and they go into a deep deficit, mm-hmm. whereas they're used to going into a deficit beginning the first hour, and that deficit deepens as the event progresses.
Yeah, they just keep correcting it.
Yeah, that's it. You've got it.
Awesome. And
so the everyday person, I'm 74. Mm-hmm. My energy level is where it was when I was in my 30s.
Nice.
And my mental level, I still write books. Mm-hmm. And usually that's between midnight and 2 a.m. that I do my writing. I've got 6 more books that my publisher wants me to complete.
Nice.
And I'm very active. I need 100% throughout my day. So if I feel myself start to come down a little bit as far as my mental acuity, mm-hmm. clarity, or physical, I just simply start to get fatigued, mm-hmm. because I travel all over the world, so I can get jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
I swish and I'm right back. In fact, pilots are going nuts on it. Mm-hmm. One long haul pilot who goes through 100 time zones in 12 days, mm-hmm. he makes 8 crossings of the Pacific in 12 days every month. And he said he wouldn't fly without it. And he thinks it should be required by law for flight crews to be on this product. And so obviously I'm excited off the charts.
What kind of price point can people expect for this?
If you're on auto ship, which most people are, it's $50 for a month's supply.
Not bad at all.
No.
Does it taste like sulfur?
Yeah, good question. There is any other kind of glutathione that, for example, liposomal glutathione tastes terrible. By the way, liposomes go rancid within usually after 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
just so you know. Liposomes also put fat in the cells. Mm-hmm. Fat's not water soluble, so now the fats stay in the cells and collect mm-hmm. the toxic load in the cell.
Sure.
All of us have at least 200 industrial chemicals in us on any given day. Glutathione is the detoxifier of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to introduce it through a fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so ours is water-based, but it's that nano size that we have a topical spray. I'll send you pictures after we're done.
Yeah.
That is creating outcomes that nobody's ever seen. My former, for example, we have women that look like they have a facelift. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
My former formulator in my other cosmetic companies was the president of the American Society of Cosmetic Chemists, became the head of R&D for the company that created Botox. When he saw her before and afters, he called me and he said, Steve, nobody has ever had before and afters like this. Yeah. Plastic surgeons can't believe it. Dermatologists can't believe it.
Yeah.
But what happens is they use it. Once they use it, they believe it. So that's a topical spray
right. That
we also have called Numi Skin. So it's NutraSwish is our supplement,
mm-hmm.
and Numi Skin is our spray. They both have glutathione, L-cysteine. We've mm-hmm. also nanosized for the spray hyaluronic acid, collagen, and 4 other peptides.
Okay.
So we're getting those into the cells and seeing just amazing outcomes. You'll see the pictures and you'll go crazy.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'll definitely link all of that to the show notes. Is there anything I have not asked you that you want to make sure you leave with our audience?
Just that realize that God loves you more than your mother loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his son to die for you, even when you weren't worth dying for.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants intimacy. That's the amazing thing, that God wants intimacy with us. He doesn't want to be a far off God. He sent his son so that we could come into a union with him. Amen. That's the most important thing I could ever say.
Absolutely. Where can people go to find out more about you?
StephenKScott.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a link to Numi there as well. And Stephen with a B, not with a PH.
Yep.
Dad wanted PH. Mom had the birth certificate while he was out, and she filled it E-E-N because that's what she wanted. So it's Stephen with a V, KScott.com.
Excellent. Kenneth. Well, this has been gold. Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for all of your great wisdom.
Oh, you know what? It all comes from the Lord. None of it's self-made.
Amen. Amen.
I tell people I'm a Federal Express guy. I don't make the packages. I just deliver them. So don't thank me. Thank the one who sent the package.
And I do. Absolutely. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created WholeHealthDoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth, so if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to WholeHealthDoctor.com, that's WholeHealthDr.com, type in your location or just the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.